You're listening to SBS News.
As the coronavirus pandemic reshapes the political landscape globally, it has also put China's human rights record on the world stage. From its new national security law in Hong Kong to the mass internment of Uyghurs, new report findings show China has expanded its mass labour program in Tibet. A report conducted by researcher Dr. Adrian Zenz says 500,000 rural workers have been trained to work in factories similar to the forced labour in Xinjiang. Kim Zondondu from the Australia-Tibet Council says this isn't an issue that can be taken lightly.
So these are serious, you know, human rights problems. In the 21st century, people, millions of people, hundreds of people, hundreds of thousands of Tibetans have been sent into forced labour camps.
A global campaign is gaining momentum, calling for the International Olympic Committee to withdraw its decision to award China the 2022 Winter Olympic Games, citing its human rights record. Tasmanian Liberal Senator Erica Betts has urged Australia to boycott the event.
Prestige of the Winter Olympics is being allowed to come upon Beijing in circumstances where their record, be it on getting extraterritorial territory into its zone, namely the South China Sea islands, be it their ripping up of the UN-sanctioned international agreement between Britain and China in relation to democracy in Hong Kong, be it their treatment of their own people, be it forced organ harvesting. The list goes on, and you have to ask yourself the question, is this the sort of country that should be given the privilege and prestige of hosting an Olympics?
Senator Abetz is a member of the Interparliamentary Alliance on China, which is an intercontinental cross-party group of legislators working towards reform on how democratic countries can approach China. Mr. Abetz also compared China's propaganda opportunity to the 1936 Berlin Olympic Games to exert Nazi propaganda and political theatre.
The history of 1936 should be a stark reminder to all that dictatorships will seek to use that prestige for their own international propaganda and internal propaganda. A whole host of reasons mitigating against having these Olympics in China. Using the Olympics for propaganda to say, look, we are the epicentre of the world. The world has come to us. Everybody is looking to us.
Earlier this month, more than 160 human rights advocacy groups delivered a joint letter to the IOC, urging it to reconsider and reverse the decision for China to host the 2022 Winter Games in light of the government's record. It's the largest such coordinated effort and comes as the Chinese government faces increased international backlash over policies including its treatment of ethnic Uyghurs in Xinjiang and new security laws in Hong Kong. Among its signatories are Uyghur, Tibetan, Hong Kong and Mongolian rights groups based in Asia, Europe, North America, Africa and Australia. Wang Wenbin, a spokesperson for the Chinese Foreign Ministry, condemned the campaign and accusations.
Some organizations have linked the so-called human rights issues with the Beijing Winter Olympics in an attempt to put pressure on the Chinese side, which is a mistake to politicize the sports movement. This kind of behavior violates the spirit of the Olympic Charter and interferes with and destroys the development of international human rights. Today coincides with the 500-day countdown to the 2022 Winter Olympic Games in Beijing. Hosting the Beijing Winter Olympic Games is another important contribution China has made to the international Olympic movement.
Federal Liberal member for Wentworth, Dave Sharma, says when countries host Olympics, they can become more open to scrutiny, but he's reluctant to link sport to politics.
I think, look, there's obviously a risk of that the country that hosts the Olympics uses it as a propaganda tool or a propaganda victory. But I also think there are significant positives that come with this. And look, you have to remember, China did host the Olympics just in 2008. They're the same system of government in 2008 as they are today.
With just 500 days until the Winter Olympics in Beijing, IOC President Thomas Bach praised the enthusiasm China has shown for staging the event and hailed the dynamic progress the country has made in its preparations.
It will be a historic event because Beijing will be the first city which will organize Olympic Games and Olympic Winter Games. This is something very significant for the entire Olympic movement. The Chinese people are embracing this opportunity by getting familiar with winter sport in record time. The preparations there on the technical level are going very, very well. The stage is set for successful Olympic Winter Games Beijing 2022. And for writing Olympic history.
Mr. Bach also complimented the growing levels of excitement among locals and the infrastructure.
More than 800,000 Chinese people have applied to become a volunteer. When you see the impressive engagement of the Chinese enterprises and businesses supporting the Olympic Games, when you see that the Chinese people really starting to play winter sports themselves and to make their kids familiar with winter sports. When you see the infrastructure, then you can only be impressed.
The Winter Olympic Games is scheduled to begin on February 4, 2022 and will feature 17 days of competition. Marcus Megalokonomos, SBS News.